Nova Scotia government announced a $13 million investment as a partnership with MyTix. The province said it's creating up to 3,200 more paid internship opportunities for post-secondary students and others studying in Nova Scotia. We speak with Brian Wong, Minister of Advanced Education.
So for the MyTix. Mm-hmm. So you know what? This is a great opportunity for students, because work-integrated learning is one of the most important things that we can use as a mechanism to connect students with business, with industry, with government. So MyTix is an organization really set up to train the next generation of skilled workers in really trying to find important solutions for Nova Scotia in healthcare, in clean tech, and any other sectors that require highly qualified researchers. So this $13 million investment is a huge game changer for Nova Scotia. Our current investment is $1 million for 250 internships. This $13 million investment really leverages it to 4,200 internships, which also leverages $19 million in federal funding. So it's a huge game changer. And according to MyTix themselves, Nova Scotia is punching way above its weight when it comes to research.
Can you tell us a little bit about what kind of internships are going to be provided, a little bit about the programs that people can expect?
Yeah, so these are ongoing and increasing what we already have. So these are set up really for postdocs, for graduate students, and for recent grads to work with industry, to work with business, to work with government in order to solve some of Nova Scotia's pressing solutions. We have great businesses in Nova Scotia and industry, and we are solutionists. There's no doubt, from one end of this province to the other. And companies such as Acadia Sea Plants, which is down in Cornwallis, which originated in Digby County, it's been around for a couple of decades now, but they've come up with all kinds of health products and cosmetics and stuff moving that we really need. And they've used MyTix interns to do this. We have metamaterials, which, the impetus for them was, how do we solve the problem of laser light shining into a cockpit? And they've come up with an amazing business strategy and an amazing business that's expanding using MyTix grads. We have Shanex, which is, as we get older, as I am, we really need people doing research into things like Alzheimer's, and they're using MyTix grads in order to do that. So it's amazing what's going on around this province from one end to the other. There's research and amazing things going on in people's backyards that they don't even know about. And this is it's an absolute game changer for Nova Scotia students that are looking to stay here in Nova Scotia. One of my dreams as Minister of Advanced Education is that all students have some kind of work integrated learning experience. And this is exactly what MyTix offers. And by increasing from 250 internship units to 4,200, it's a big deal.
How can students here at Dalhousie access these internships? Where can they learn more about them?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So any student that's involved in research would probably know about MyTix, but I would really encourage students that is to work with their faculty, work with the university, seek out MyTix, and try to see if they're eligible for a MyTix internship.
What would a MyTix internship entail?
So what it involves, these are based on four-week internships, or my apologies, they're 16 weeks, approximately 4 months. And so they're introduced to a company, and what they do, they start looking for the problem, researching the problem and looking for solutions for it. And one of the things is we usually have our best and our brightest over the last few decades that move out of Nova Scotia because they can't find jobs. And what this does, it gives students going to school in Nova Scotia an opportunity to use their skills right here for real Nova Scotia solutions. So what it does for them, it gives them experience. It gives them experience with a particular company and within that industry, and allows them to start making connections and building a resume in order for them to do what they love to do. Some of our MyTix grads not only work for other companies, but they start their own businesses. And at the presentation that we had last week, That was a perfect example with Palo Medical, for example, that went through the program. They actually saw an opportunity and started their own business. So they're not only working for other people, they're starting businesses and adding to our economy and our population. And as you know, our government has ambitious population and economic goals.
This does come at a time when Halifax is booming. I guess, what were some of the challenges that you had in getting the number up to 4,200 internships?
Well, our government's very focused on increasing our population, increasing jobs, getting the right people into the right seats. And I think we saw that our best and brightest were moving out of Nova Scotia. We need them here in Nova Scotia. We have lots of problems in the tech sector, with the clean energy sector, with the environment, with aging, that we need them to stay. And so we're focused on that.
Thank you so much, Minister Wong. Is there anything else about this program that you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences listening?
Sarah, I just wanted to let everybody know that this truly is a game changer. And if you're a postgrad or a graduate, or if you've recently graduated, you know, this is a great opportunity to take advantage of a Nova Scotia solution. And we need students to stay here. We want students to feel welcome and to be able to have job opportunities. So this is a great news story for students and all Nova Scotians. And Sarah, I really want to thank you for taking the time to interview me on this really important topic.